Isn't it something that the God of the universe, listen to me, not the universe, the God who created the universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it something that he would interrupt your life and my life and cause us to be together like this so you can go higher?
That's right.
Just say, get out of bed. Come to the house of the Lord this morning.
Yes.
I know what you're looking for. I know what you need. I have it.
Yeah.
You've been looking in all the wrong places.
Yes.
You got your degree and your master's and your doctorate. You still didn't find it. Oh, you married him and you married her. You still didn't find it. Oh, you opened that new business. You still do not have it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Because you have me. I'm not your priority.
Yes.
But I want to be your priority because I love you.
Yes.
As many as I love, I rebuke and I chastise. But I'm calling you to repent. To turn. That's all it means. Turn.
Turn.
Just turn. Turn to God. Just turn. Simple. Just turn. Just turn to God. Turn away from yourself and turn to God. That's all. So I'm about to close this altar. I just want to pray for these who have come. It's not too late. If that's you. It's not too late. If that's you. It's not too late. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord is moving in this place.
Yes.
I got a better one for you. The Spirit of the Lord has always been moving in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Every altar call that was called in the church that I attended many years ago, I used to go to the altar. Every altar call at Berea, and I would go to the altar. It doesn't matter. Reverend so-and-so, I go right down to the altar and bow down. Amen. There's power at the altar.
Yes. Power at the altar.
Yes, sir.
There's power because there's people who are the church.
The church.
And when we come together in agreement, the Bible says that if we come together in agreement, and we ask God anything, he can do it.
Yes.
To have faith in God. So when you come to the altar, you're stepping forward by faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Yes.
And Jesus said, don't be afraid, only believe.
Don't be afraid.
And as you start to believe, your mind starts to receive.
Yes.
And then you start to know that all things is possible with God.
Yeah.
And you begin to submit and surrender yourself. And God can work on a humble person. Because the Bible says when you humble yourself, you will be exalted in due season. So this is an act of humility.
Thank you.
And God is going to exalt you.
Yeah.
Because his word
yeah.
will never return void. Father, we thank you for these who have come.
Yeah.
Lord, they're seeking you. They want to go to a new dimension. They're tired of being spiritually complacent. They love you, Lord. You know each and every one of them.
Oh my God.
Lord, you've called them here to this place.
Yes.
Lord, I ask that you would strengthen them.
Yes.
Give them courage,
courage
to receive their unique divine assignment.
Yes.
I ask that you would give them the ability to not conform to what's popular.
Yes.
But they will be transformed by the renewing of their mind. That they would have the mind of Christ. That they would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And Lord, that you would continue to anoint them for grace, more grace, and mercy. Lord, give them the desires of their heart. You said you would. And Lord, I believe that their desires line up with your desires. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, God, and we bless you right now. Lord, we ask that you let them break free of strongholds, mentally, physically, and spiritually, in the name of Jesus Christ. Financial struggles and strains, help them, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is keeping them from going to another level than you. We thank you, Lord, today. We ask that you continue to bless this church. Oh, pour out your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We glorify your name. We magnify you. We exalt you and we lift you up, Lord. We're calling on you in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let your spirit reign. Let your spirit reign, Lord. You said it is the spirit that gives life. So, Father, we submit to your spirit. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
In the name of Jesus
Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
You're so inclined.
Thank you, God.
You're so inclined.
The
Spirit of the Lord is moving in.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, my Father.
Well, I ask the pastor to come and open the doors of the church.
Thank you, Father.
I'm going to ask that we can just
thank you. Thank you,
cry out to the Lord together.